The motion passed at the SGE. The SGE notes that English councils control £114 billion, the combined budgets of the 58 Labour-led councils standing in the May elections come to £32.7 billion. They hold around £4.5 billion in general fund reserves, and another £1.36 billion in housing revenue account and capital receipt reserves. This does not include the vast reserves held by Labour-controlled councils in London. There is no legal impediment stopping Labour councils pooling reserves. Local authorities have significant borrowing powers. This includes prudential borrowing, unsupported borrowing alongside capital borrowing. Local authorities have, and continue to use these powers under the Localism Act 2011. Local authorities have a power of competence to do anything apart from that which is prohibited. Even with the above procedural points, a campaign is needed to unite service users, communities, and trade unions in a fight against the Tories. To protect local government, the factors above show that councillors do in fact have options. This SGE therefore agrees to call on Labour, Plaid Cymru and SNP councils to set legal no-cuts budgets, use reserves, capitalise eligible general fund expenditure and borrow prudentially to generate resources, so that no council need make cuts. These are short-term measures, to buy time to build a national campaign, that the financial measures must be combined with a national campaign, linking councils, trade unions and communities in a fight against the Tories austerity programme. To call on the union's political officers and department to prepare a strategy to take the points in this motion forward. This version of this article was first posted on the Socialist Party website on the 5th of February 2016, and may vary slightly from the version subsequently printed in the Socialist.